Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to My Message Radio. This is Erica D. My intro didn't play today, which is interesting. I can see the circle of doom spinning over on my computer here. It seems today, actually, that the show and a couple of my girlfriends actually are under quite a bit of warfare, attack of the enemy. So it doesn't surprise me that the show starts off with a weirdness and whatever, whatnot, because today's topic is, in fact, about warfare. And it doesn't surprise me that the enemy is going to try to destroy, of course, this episode. But good luck, dude, because just like every other time, you don't win. So anyways, you guys, welcome to today's episode. It is Friday, January 10th. Today I have my best friend and also a blogger and sister in Christ, Dagmara, on the show today. Her new show on Blog Talk Radio is going to be airing January 22nd. Her show is called Real Talk with Dagmara, and we're going to be talking to her about that and also why she is a follower of the Lord and how God's moving in her life. Thanks for joining me today. Dear. What did I just say? My call failed. So, see, you can almost predict the enemy because he's a total idiot. So, sorry for the moment of silence there, you guys. But what did I tell you? He is going to definitely try to screw this episode up today, but it's a laughing joke to me because I don't take anything that seriously. If that happens again, you guys, just bear with me. We will get through this episode just like we always do. Never a dull moment with Erica D and this program and my life and your life, so really not a big deal. Okay, like I was saying, Dee's going to be on in a little bit. For now, let's go ahead and pray. All right, let's put the enemy back where he belongs, which is under our feet, and he is always there. But let's get the Holy Spirit in the forefront here and really protect this episode and those listening, including myself in this episode. So let's pray and get God in the front here. Dear God, thank you so much for today. Thank you for the ability to intercede and witness to those listening and just in my life, and I just ask for protection. I bind any attack of the enemy on this program and on the sharing of your word and your promises, God. It is written that the enemy is a footstool and he is under our feet, and it doesn't matter what he tries to do or get in the way. There is peace with you, God, and you will make a way for those that love you. So I thank you for that and for grace, and I just ask for a smooth broadcast and a very blessed day. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen. Okay, you guys, so like I was saying, today's episode is about worry, anxiety, pressures of the world, and lies. And all of the above are just that. They are lies of the enemy. I said on Facebook earlier that the enemy has a very specific agenda, and that is to seek, kill, and destroy you, first of all, your hope, your purpose that God has created you for, your communion with God, prayer. He wants to keep you any way that he can, whether it's, ooh, a piece of candy. Ooh, I have to go do something real quick. Ooh, you know, I just want to go to sleep. He wants you to be distracted by doing much of nothing, by worrying about things that do not exist, that may exist, and all the while you're doing absolutely nothing, which is perfect. There are, you know, sins that we commit against God in the physical, and then there are those that, but the enemy's favorite game is you doing nothing. That is the worst thing that you can possibly do, is absolutely nothing, to be complacent, to just, kind of go about your business and not pray and ask God what his will is in your life. Because when you're serving yourself, the rewards are just very temporal. They're very misleading. And they're very fading. But when you live to please God and you are asking him to manifest his will in your life, then you will live on purpose. And you guys, just the things that you are capable of are ridiculously extraordinary. And only will you get to see those if God is allowed to show you them, right? So it's very important that you're praying and that your prayer life is very strong, especially in this time. Warfare is my favorite topic. It's my gift. And, you know, it's just the best thing ever. Intercession is huge. We need to be there for one another. And just like Paul said, 2 Corinthians, he said, you know, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. You know, the things that we are walking, you know, we're walking according to the flesh, but we're not warring according to the flesh. The weapons that we have are spiritual. And the enemy is attacking us at all sides, and we cannot see him. So, you know, just like Paul asks later, do you look at the things according to their outward, you know, appearance? If you guys are convinced that you know Jesus, then consider yourself just as Christ was. You guys, we have got to be Christ-like. We have got to be good to one another. We cannot be walking around being rude and inconsiderate and hurting one another and then ask, you know, ourselves why we're not being blessed or we're not being a blessing. Warfare, it's not just a spiritual battle, but it's a daily, you know, it's a daily task. We have got to be daily on guard against ourselves, you know, and I think the closer you get to God and the more you're in his word, you can start being more accountable in your day-to-day, and you can start recognizing ahead of time, you know, your faults and what you're doing and the things that you're getting yourself into, you know, your speech. You can recognize, ooh, I should, you know, I'm starting to talk this way. You know, you can see yourself moving in a direction that's not so positive, especially in your actions as well. Your thoughts will go a certain way, or, you know, just your worry, anxiety and things. But you can catch yourself quicker and be like, no, I shouldn't be speaking like this to myself. And you can start, you know, protecting yourself in that manner. But I think it's very important that at the beginning of the day, we recognize that it is, you know, grace is new in the morning. Every day is a blessing, and God wants to show us amazing and incredible things and allow us to walk those things out. However, we also need to protect ourselves when we get up in the morning because the enemy is, I mean, he's going to put a nail right at the foot of your bed. So instead of waking up saying, thank you, God, for this glorious day, you're going to step right onto a nail and be like, oh, I hate this day. I don't want to go to work. I don't want anything. I just want to go to sleep. And the enemy's like, perfect. This chick didn't even get out of bed before I destroyed every chance that she had to make a difference today. So just be aware of that, you guys. Even in our sleep, sometimes we wake up and we feel that we've already gotten our butts kicked or something, you know. That is the enemy. In our sleep, we're, you know, there's warfare going on in our subconscious as well. So before you go to sleep, you know, you need to be praying and say, you know, Lord, I ask for protection against the enemy. Please protect me as I sleep. And, you know, help me to wake up refreshed and ready to walk out your will for me in the morning. So I'm going to read for you guys real quick my blog post that I wrote in August of 2012 called The Last Trump, and that was inspired by Charismatic, and you guys have heard my interview with executive producer Adam Miller. He was on the show, and I've done a lot of freelance writing for them as well, but the Lord put it on my heart to go ahead and revisit this blog for today's topic before we play our musical minute and get talking to Dagmara. So let's go ahead and read The Last Trump. You guys can find that at brightstar2911.wordpress.com. The harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives everything its value. I love the man that can smile in trouble, that can gather strength from distress and grow. That's Thomas Paine. This world has a way of defeating us before we are even out of the gate. Our lives are spent struggling and trying time again and again to just be okay. In the reality of our faith, our trust in what we cannot see, we know that we already are okay. God has guaranteed us a victory over all that tries us, a truth to all who lies to us, and life to all that tries to destroy us. One of these days, we will see the heavens open up and see the Lord return to fulfill all that he has promised. No more pain, no more suffering. He is the one who will never leave us empty. The song The Last Trump by Charismatic reflects on this very real truth. The final trumpet will in fact sound, and to those who love him and know him will ring true to their calling back home to God in heaven. What a joyous and anticipated day. 1 Corinthians 15 says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye,
at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has been put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? There is no time to labor for what pays nothing to your salvation. In a twinkling of an eye, this will all be over, and the Lord will come back to take back what is his. Where lies your heart? Your life should reflect the faith that the trumpet sounds, you will dance and not dash. When the trumpet sounds, you will dance and not dash. Today is the day to reclaim your life and invest in the one who promises victory. Death has no sting to the man who lives his life for God. So for more on the band Charismatic, you guys can go to reverberation.com and all sorts of different links. But if you visit my blog page, then you guys can check that out as well. I think Dee is calling right now, so let me get her on the line, and then we are going to play our musical minute, which is by Avicii. And it's called Wake Me Up, which is a great song just about our lives. And, you know, we're trying to find ourselves, you guys. This whole journey is a journey. And, you know, we're lost. Until you find the Lord, you will be. I was. And I still am. You know what I'm saying? Every day I wake up, I'm not perfect. None of us are. But I can tell you that there is direction in Jesus, and there is a point. Dee on the line here. Dee, are you there?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey, oh, it's Miss Dagmara, a.k.a. Dee. How are you?
Hi, babe. I'm super good. Sorry. Did you hear the beginning of the show, how it was all glitchy?
I didn't. I'm sitting here like my nerves all rattling to go live with you.
No, girlfriend, you're going to be live herself. You guys, this is one of my best friends in the whole world, Dagmara, and her show. She's actually created her very own Blog Talk Radio show. What is that? Was that you or me? Did you
I have
me?
No idea. I'm here.
See, the enemy is, like, totally making, like, the weirdest, like, technical difficulties with my show today. It's totally funny, though, because I'm like, it's expected because you're on here. And, you know, a girl that asked me to pray for her today and meet up with her was like, oh, all I want to do is sleep. I usually don't flake. I don't think I can make it. And I said, listen, I don't have any money, but I will pay for a cab to get you here. This is exactly what the enemy wants. And so it doesn't surprise me that this show is going all haywire, but whatever, we'll get through it. It's my show.
You know what? It's okay.
It is okay. And you better get used to it, girlfriend. You're going to have your own show, so this is fun. Okay, so what we're going to do real quick, Dee, is I'm going to put you on hold real quick. We're going to take our musical minute and hear Avicii's Wake Me Up, and then when we come back, I'm going to ask you some questions, and you can tell everybody what God's doing in your life and all about your upcoming show, okay?
Awesome. I'm excited. Let's do it.
Sweet. All right. All right, you guys. This is Avicii's Wake Me Up, and we'll be right back.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself enough. No. but I only have two hands. Hope I get the chance to travel the world, but I don't have any plans. Wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is a prize. So wake me up when
hey guys, sorry about that. See, once again, the call failed. Let's get Dee. Are you back on the line with us?
I am sure I'm here. I am sure.
See,
I'm sure I'm here.
Isn't that weird, you guys? See, this whole episode is just going haywire, and I expected it because the topic is warfare. So the enemy is trying to just play a sick joke. So I tried to get back on, and it was muted, and it wouldn't unmute on the computer. It just kept spinning, and I'm going, okay. And I could see you still there, but we're here. So.
Hey, it's okay,
oh,
you know. I'm moving on.
It happens. You're moving on. But you know what's weird is every time I have a guest on my show, this happens. But every time I do it by myself, it doesn't. So you can just see where the enemy goes with this. He doesn't want, he doesn't want others to be a part of the show. He doesn't want others sharing their love for Jesus on the show because there are, where two or more are gathered, there is such a power there. And, you know, even though the Lord uses me through this show to give those the love of Jesus, where two or more are interceding for one another and there's that power there, the enemy just flips out. So he's like, no, technical difficulty. But, you know, seriously, it's you know, I'm like, that's
you know
cool.
What?
I'll just reschedule it for 30 minutes later. I'll just do it again. So,
you know what? He's going to learn today.
He going to learn today, boo. So welcome to my show, Dee. Tell everybody a little bit about you and what you're doing right now.
Oh my gosh, I'm so honored to be a guest. I know I've gone on your show before, but you're like one of the first people who inspired me to like renew my passion for writing and speaking to people. When I was a little girl, I used to do Toastmasters, and I'd be so nervous getting in front of people and talking. And it's just amazing how God has inspired me and given me such confidence to speak in front of people. I mean, hundreds of people at church, you know, sharing my testimony about God and whatnot. So I'm super excited because this has been in the works for over 6 months. I remember we were in the car once and you kind of brought up the idea and I was just like, like I started screaming. And ever since then, the excitement has been extremely, you know, just amazing. And I just want to thank everybody that's been outpouring with their support and their love since I've promoted the show since recently. It's just amazing, all the messages, the texts, the calls. Everybody's just been so amazing. So I want to let you guys know that on Wednesday, January 22nd, which is my 29th birthday, at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, woot, I'm going live. It's going to be unscripted, real. And just a little bit about myself. I'm first and foremost a woman of God. I'm a mother of three amazing girls. I'm a student. I'm in the real estate and mortgage industry, a future life coach, doctor, and MFT, which is my passion. I'm a blogger. I'm a vlogger. You name it. I dip my feet into anything God directs me to. So one of my biggest passions is counseling. I love counseling people. I mean, so many people just call me all the time just to talk to them, give them advice, and I just found it to be such a passion, so natural for me to do it. So I'm going back to school to do that. Yeah, you definitely are. I find you to be that person. Hey, you know what? You've been there for me when I've needed you, you know?
Right, or no, I call you all the time. I'm like, gee.
I know, and I call you, hey. And so I want to urge everybody who's listening to really find their passion, you know, be your passion, live your passion, and you will never work another day in your life. I was brought up Catholic, but I became a true Christ believer during my marriage of 11 years, and it was during some extremely hard times that God really showed his miracles to me. And it's just something that I hold to this day, you know, every single day. It's just a, you know, reminder of his true love for me and for you guys too. Unfortunately, due to different circumstances, I'm no longer married and I'm divorced now. Single, but not really ready to mingle. But I still believe God is a God of miracles. So no matter your circumstances, no matter what you've been through, no matter your past, if you have no hope for tomorrow, let God be your hope for today and all your troubles. Okay, so I just want to give you guys that inspiration. I want you guys to go to Facebook, follow me, Real Talk with Miss Dagmara, on Twitter, Miss Dagmara, on Instagram, Miss Dagmara. I also have a modeling page. It's just D-Model, and that's me. That's me for you. You know, what can I say? I'm so excited, so I want to tell you guys, join me on the 22nd. I'm launching live. Erica's going
to
hopefully be calling in because she promised me.
Of course, and, I will be the first guest.
I know, you're going to be the first and not the last for sure. And so my show is going to be based about life, relationships, dating, marriage, divorce, social issues, parenting, love, social media. And I'm just so excited to share this with you guys, and I'm so glad, I'm so honored that Erica had me on her show today to talk to you guys and to provide some sort of inspiration, whether you're male or female, whatever, however your age, whatever it is, I'm here, and I'm excited, and I'm so glad. So amen for that.
I'm excited. It's going to be so fun. And you guys, I have personally watched Dagmara, you know, but we call her D, Miss D.
Miss D, honey, okay.
I have personally witnessed firsthand, and God has used me in a mighty way. I think that's why Dee and I even met, was to tell her, you know, God loves you, you know, and I've watched her through this process of her marriage, and, you know, she's a fantastic mother and a wonderful friend. And, you know, we all hit that wall where we're like, wait a second. And, you know, what seems like tragedy is actually triumph. And God has used this experience to reshape her heart, refocus her attention on him and on her purpose. And this show is going to explode. I can feel it with just, you know, a lot of God, faith-based motivation. And you guys can see why this girl is my best friend. We have a lot in common. But just like, you know, us, you guys, you as well have so many gifts and talents that God has bestowed upon you to utilize to be a blessing on other people. And there is nothing, like Dee said, you will never work another day in your life when you are working for God, because it feels so good just to smile, to change somebody's mood around, to show them that there is that point and there is that light at the end of the tunnel. So do not work for things like money and the trivial and acceptance of people, et cetera, because those things will leave you void. It's very important that you live for others and to show people what it's about, and that light will be manifested in itself. I mean, just, you know, and look how creative, Dee, how fun is it to write and to express yourself, and all you're doing is giving the world a bit of what God has given you, and people need that right now, and the response is huge, and my message isn't being read in over 100 and something countries, which I didn't even know there were, because of me, because of Erica.
Yay.
Because people, you know what I'm saying, they needed to hear that,
right.
Hey, this girl did drugs, and God, you know, God is there. This girl was an escort, and hey, God is there. That Dee, this girl went through a divorce and all these hardships, but yet, look at her, look at this, look at that happiness and that peace. Where is that? How do I get it? And God gives it. That's what, you know.
So D, thank you for being on today. And Dagmara,
so
you guys are spelled D-A-G-M-A-R-A. That is Dagmara. So when you guys are searching for her, that is how you spell that. And do you want to give an email that people can maybe request to be on your show, or is there some other info, the contact info where people can get at it?
Sure. The Blog Talk Radio show's web address is blogtalkradio.com/realtalkwithmissDagmara. Once again, my name is spelled D-A-G-M-A-R-A, and you guys are more than welcome to email me at dhunny@gmail.com. By the way, that's my birthday. I'm turning 29.
Hey, happy birthday early. All right, you guys, we have about 45 seconds of live time left. I'm so sorry for all the technical glitches and whatever, whatnot. Look for me, you guys, this Sunday, after I get off work at 6 o'clock, I'm going to be scheduling a special segment with my landlord. She would like to share her testimony, which is super cool. So Sunday night special airing of Turning Your Mess Into Your Message with my landlord, Miss Paula Reno. So make sure you guys stay tuned for that. T, I love you. God bless you. Good luck
love
to
you.
Everything that you're doing. And we'll be in touch,
thank
you guys.
You.
Have a blessed weekend, rock and roll, and we'll see you guys.
Bye.
Bye.